You were going to talk about the FRS. Were you prepared to do that?
I am prepared to do that. You know, we drove a Scion FRS 2013 model about a year and a half ago, and I loved the vehicle. I absolutely loved the vehicle. I did. I was really excited when Toyota said they were sending me a 2016 model.
Okay.
And unfortunately, the test model I had this year was an automatic.
Takes some of the fun out of driving a sports car.
It really, really did. If you're going to go buy the FRS, and I would. I still really liked the car, but I wouldn't even consider it in the automatic. If you don't know how to drive a manual transmission, learn how to drive a manual transmission. The vehicle is a lot more fun with the manual transmission. Now, it's not a vehicle for the arthritic. It has really low slung bucket seats, and you actually are sliding down to be about 15 and a half inches off the ground.
Wow.
So it's really low. The Scion's interior decorators, they absolutely pegged the racing enthusiast soul. It has a really solid combination of performance-minded features. It's tight-fitting bucket seats. You don't want to be a real big person in this car. They have strong shoulder and hip bolsters, so you feel like you can take this thing around turns and you're not going to slide around. Compact and ergonomic driver's control center. Everything is right there for you. It's easy to use, a flat dash, very racing inspired, leather covered, tilting, telescoping steering wheel, leather wrapped, I'm going to call it the drifting brake cover, the parking brake.
Okay.
rear wheel drive, it's a drifting brake in my mind. Race inspired pedals. So even if you're not going fast, you can't help it feel like you're going fast.
Uh-huh.
You're going to be looking in your rearview mirror for the police before you even pull out of your driveway. So again, I'll bemoan and condone this automatic transmission. It actually had pretty aggressive shift points. It's just at 200 horse, it's a little, it doesn't have quite the power you want for an automatic transmission.
Right.
If you're really after a true sports experience. What else here? Dynamic rev management. Several of the Scion vehicles have that. And it has a nice exhaust rev on downshifts, even with the automatic transmission. So it gives you, again, that race feel. It wasn't exactly a throaty exhaust, but it had a nice sound. It had a nice tone. Yeah. Of course, the F is for a front engine. The R is for rear-wheel drive that you don't always find in a small car. The S is for sport. Toyota has named the little boxer engine or addition to it with their fuel injection system the D4S. And it actually combines port fuel injection with direct injection.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets decent fuel economy out of both the automatic and the manual. The automatic gets better fuel economy by just a couple points. I think it gets 28, and the manual gets 25.
That's backwards of what you normally see.
Yeah, isn't it, though? Mm-hmm. Although I'm guessing with the manual, people are driving it maybe a little more aggressively.
Maybe so.
Yeah. So that sport concept is definitely carried out through both its exterior and interior design. Has great safety features, especially when it comes to braking. Huge vented rotors front and rear. ABS brakes, their brake force distribution, the brake assist, which is Toyota's version of helping you apply the brakes in an emergency situation, traction control, stability control. So it handles really nice. Now, one of the big changes in 2016 is that they've gone to a 7-inch display from a 6.1 on their electronic system. It's a lot prettier. It lost those clunky buttons that the 2014 and the 2015 had.
It
looks cleaner.
Yeah, that was my one downfall on that car was the infotainment system.
Has a standard rear backup camera in all of Toyota Scion products. So you're seeing that already in all of their products. And the other thing I really liked is they've come out with two great colors in 2016. The one that I drove was a oceanic, which is a really beautiful blue. And with the body lines on the FRS, it was nice.
It was pretty blue.
Wasn't it? It sparkles even at 6 o'clock in the morning in the parking garage, right? And they've changed their red from Firestorm, which was kind of a maroon color, kind mm-hmm. of, to a Blaze, which is a good bright red. And it's a sports car.
Needs to be bright red.
Yeah, you need a nice bright red. Scion makes it really easy to decide. I'm going to tell you, go buy the manual.
Yeah.
It's worth it. So that's one of your only really big option decisions. And then as far as other options go, you're going to want the Bola Touring dual exhaust,
of
LED
course.
Accent lighting, mm-hmm. the rear spoiler,
mm-hmm.
and the bespoke audio.
That's
so
it.
Really, you just that's all you have to choose from, and you want all of it.
So, and price as tested?
Price as tested was right at $27,000.
That's cheap.
It is. And you can go all the way up to their edition that has the, it's called the Release Series, and it comes in at $31,000 and has a whole bunch of the Toyota Racing options on it as well. And now you're not getting a lot more power out of these Toyota Racing options, but you're getting more and more of that just sport feel and look and a little bit of suspension work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like a wannabe racer.
Yeah, a little bit like a wannabe racer. But it's a really great small sports car that is going to fit a whole lot of people's budgets, practicality, maneuverability is excellent, and it's sporty and fun.
This is kind of like the Toyota answer to the Miata.
It is. It's going to compete with the Miata, definitely. Definitely.
Very well. Compete very well with the Miata.
I again, go to the manual, and I would completely endorse this vehicle.
Yeah. Super. Thank you.
2016 Scion FRS.